Last time we spoke, though, about the first characteristic, and that being humble before the Lord and before others, and that was somewhat, I believe, of a foundational characteristic of a servant of the Lord, to be humble. And this one kind of dovetails with that pretty closely, and that would be sacrificial in our service to the Lord. So I was thinking in preparation for this, how that all of us go through different difficulties and afflictions in life. I think afflictions is the best word that fits it. Challenges, just difficulties, problems that come our way. And I think many times that these things the Lord brings into our life to prepare us for ministry. I think there's definitely scripture to back that up. In Psalm 119, the psalmist says, "It is good that I have been afflicted." This is in verse 71. "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes." So the Word of God has the ability to teach us things through the difficulties that we go through. In 2 Corinthians, what the pastor had spoke about last week, or a couple weeks ago. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies," certainly need mercy, "and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." So as we go through difficulties and trials in our lives, we are then better prepared to minister to someone who might be going through a similar situation in the future. So I like the way Steve tends to reword the title of his message that he's been, or the series that he's doing in Hebrews. And I think I'd rather than calling this the heart of a servant, I think it is the characteristics of a godly servant. I think that's a good way to look at this. So the second one that we'll be talking about today is that of sacrificial service. The heart of a service is a humble heart, but the heart of a servant is also willing to sacrificially give to those who are in need around him. Psalm 51, verse 17 says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit," which speaks again of humility, "a broken and contrite heart, these, O God, you will not despise." So I'd like to, if you'd want to turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. The pastor also touched on this morning. Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. I'll read these, give you a minute to get there, and then I'll read this passage. I think this is going to be our launching point this morning for this. So Romans 12, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So I think those two verses right there were a summary of what Pastor just spoke about this morning. But giving sacrificially, I think when I first started thinking about this, I thought time, money, I think were the first two things that came to my mind, our resources, giving of those things. And I think those are all included in that, but that's not really the primary focus of this. I think that when we talk about giving sacrificially, we're talking about giving in a spiritual way, not as much as in a physical way, although that's part of it as well. But I'd like to just break down this passage a little bit. It starts out, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." There's a couple elements there. Number one, it's we that have to present our bodies. God's not going to make us do any of this stuff. He's not going to make us serve him. But he does want us to serve him, and he does want us to willingly present our bodies to him for his service. And these are living sacrifices that we make. We present our bodies a living sacrifice. And when I came to this, I kind of started thinking about what did an Old Testament sacrifice look like compared to a New Testament sacrifice. So in the Old Testament, they would take a spotless lamb or some other animal from the flock, usually around a year old, that was old enough to be mature, old enough to identify whether or not it was flawed in some way. So they would take that animal and they would kill it. And as Pastor said this morning, the blood would be on your hands for doing that. But in the New Testament, the sacrifice is not a sacrifice of death, but it's a sacrifice of life. You take your life and you pour it out to the Lord. That is what God wants. And in the Old Testament, it was a required sacrifice. In the New Testament, it's a sacrifice of volition. It's a voluntary sacrifice. It's a free will sacrifice that you make every time. I thought about the sacrifice, too, in the Old Testament. That sacrifice is destroyed. It serves no more purpose. That farmer is not going to use it for breeding. He's not going to be able to sell it. It's destroyed. It's dead, and it's consumed. No more value to that sacrifice. But with us, every time we make a sacrifice, a living sacrifice, we continually add value, and we continually bring glory to the Lord. So definitely a distinction between the Old Testament and New Testament in that way. But this sacrifice is also, if you continue in verse 1 of chapter 12, this is a holy sacrifice. And the idea of holiness is that it is separated completely unto the Lord. It's you know, in the temple, they had different implements for doing the worship of the Lord, the service of the Lord. They would have a bowl that would be consecrated for the use of the Lord's temple. That bowl was distinctly to be used for that and nothing else. Right? It was maybe not different from any other bowl, but it was different in the way that it was only intended for that one purpose. So holiness is an idea of separation, being separated unto the Lord's service. And it's an acceptable, which means it's pleasing to God. We looked at that in Psalm 51, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. In other words, God is pleased with our humble hearts. He's pleased with our separated service to him when we offer ourselves, when we present our bodies a living sacrifice to his service. He's pleased with that. That pleases him. And it goes on to say that it's our reasonable service. This is a logical thing to do. When we think about what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us, what God did for us, he didn't sin. Yet he allowed himself to be stretched out and nailed to a cross and crucified for our sins. Right? This is the very least we could do for him. Well, then this verse goes on to say, do not be conformed to this world. So I'm sure we can all think of ways that the world tries to make us be conformed to its likeness, right? It wants us to fit in. I think everywhere from the news to any type of publication that's out there, this device right here will do it, too. It wants you to be conformed, right? So the world has its standards, and it wants us to be conformed to them. The more we fit in, probably the better we do in this world. But we're not here to be doing well, so to speak, in this world. But it wants us to be transformed. The Word of God wants us to be transformed. As it says here, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So as we allow the Word of God to permeate our lives, we drench ourselves in the Word of God, we are changed from one thing to another, as the pastor had said. So I want to look at a couple verses that have to do with that. In Philippians chapter 2, I read part of this last week as well. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to say, that's in verse 5, but in verse 8 it says, and being found in the appearance, I want to finish that. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, did not consider it to be robbery to be equal to God. And then in verse 8 it says, and being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So God would want us to have the same mind in us that Christ had. Now, when we think about humility that we spoke about last time, and we think about sacrificial service that we're talking about now, if you look at the life of Christ, he was the perfection of that. He was the one who was completely humble, and he was the one that was completely humble to the service of God and also to the people around him, always serving people around him. And he was the one that sacrificially gave himself for the needs of others. So that is the model that we should be seeking after. I also want to look at a couple more verses that have to do with this. In John 15, I'm speaking about how the Word of God changes us. Christ, when he was talking to his disciples and saying that he was the true vine, I am the vine, you are the branches. In other words, we get our source of energy from him. He says there in that passage, he says, this is in John chapter 15, verse 3, he says, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. And then in John, a little bit further on, during his prayer to the Father, he says, sanctify them, that's us, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. So it's the word of God that changes us. It makes us from one thing to another. You know, the word transformed in Romans chapter 12 is an interesting word. Pastor mentioned it this morning. It's also mentioned in the transfiguration. It's the same word when Jesus was transfigured in his appearance before the apostles. It was in Mark 9, Luke 9, and Matthew 17. All of his appearance was changed, much as when Moses' face was changed. Well, Christ's whole appearance was changed, and Elijah was there with him. But he went through this, I believe he received his glorified body there for a period of time. And when that happened, they immediately wanted to worship him, right? We should be wanting to be transformed so that we can be not worshiped, of course, but so that we can be ready for the Lord's service, able to do what he wants us to do. So whereas Moses had to put on this veil before his face so that the people could look on him, we should be removing that veil so they can see the glory of the Lord in us. So. Okay. So what does this sacrificial service look like in our lives? I'm going to go to Hebrews chapter 13 if you want to follow along. Hebrews 13 and verse 15, we'll read 15 and 16. Therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. So there's a way we can sacrifice to the Lord, offering our praise. Now I know God knows what we're thinking, but I think he sometimes wants to hear us say it. He wants to hear us tell him that we praise you and we honor you and we love you and we worship you. I think God wants to hear that from our mouths. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And then it goes on to say, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. I think this is where the spiritual end moves over into the physical end, where we do good for other people and we share out of the abundance that we have. We help people through life. when they have difficulties. So the care of others is a way that we can sacrifice for the Lord. We can also share or exhibit a life of sacrifice through our obedience to God. I think of Samuel when he had to go and talk to King Saul, about his sin of bringing back King Agag and animals, even though he may have been tending to do good with them. He did not obey the Lord. He was not obedient to God. God told him to kill all of that, and he didn't do it. And so Samuel says, this is a very familiar passage to us, has the Lord a great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices? Well, no, it's rhetorical in some nature, but he does not. That's not what he's looking for. He's not looking for our sacrifices of animals, right? But what is he looking for? As in obeying the voice of the Lord, to behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. It is a sacrifice. When we obey the Lord, it's better than any kind of animal sacrifice we could do. But obedience to the Lord is the sacrifice that he's looking for. Our praise with our mouths, serving other people, obeying him, those are the sacrifices that he is looking for today. Read that one more time. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed, to listen to what he has to say, than the fat of rams. I think of Jesus. I think of this verse a lot when I tend to stray. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, I think it really has he's pointing to the Ten Commandments in that passage of Scripture. But who wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger upon the scrolls or the stones for Moses? Well, I believe it was Christ. He did that. Those are his commandments. And God wants to live to those because the commandments are good and righteous and true, but they don't bring spiritual development. But they do reflect that we do love God when we're willing to live by those, when we're willing to do the things that we know are true about God, and we obey that, we know that God is pleased with that. In, as I said, this passage in 2 Corinthians that Pastor's been going through is so much like this study. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I'm going to read a little bit here. No, I probably need to get to chapter 10 first. I wonder why that verse didn't look right. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 14, for we are not overextending ourselves as though our authority did not extend to you, for it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things beyond measure, that is, in other men's labors, but having hope, that is, your faith is increased, and we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere. So, he's speaking about his love for those people and his willingness to go over, above and over for them. And that was a great a great challenge for him many times, right? In Ephesians chapter 5, I'll just read that quickly. Pastor also had this message up in here. As I said, pastor's in the back now. I said, so much of what you did this morning, I could have just went 2.0 with this. So, but in chapter 5, verse 25, about the middle of the verse, it says, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify her, set the church apart, and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. It is the word of God which changes us, and it is the word of God which allows us to become the people that we need to be to sacrifice for him. So when we serve people, it's done out of the right heart. So just in quick review, you know, I so much appreciate your testimony this morning. It just shows exactly what we're talking about, how that God is involved and how that the afflictions that we go through bring us to a point where we can better serve him. And so the challenge is that, as it says in Romans chapter 12, we need to present our bodies to the Lord as holy, acceptable, or pleasing. This is pleasing to him when we do that. So, a living sacrifice, unlike a sacrifice that would be extinguished and no value anymore, now we are living sacrifices that can grow and develop and be more and more used by the Lord each time. Things that I might be able to accomplish today, I probably wasn't able to accomplish 20 years ago. And if the Lord allows me more time, hopefully I would be able to accomplish more for him in the future than I can today. Because you develop and the Spirit changes us from one level of spirituality to the next constantly, and it's through the Word of God that he does that. Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we are so thankful to you for the work that you do in our lives, and we know that we are worthy of nothing from your hand, nothing good, but you are so faithful to us, and we're thankful for the Holy Spirit that lives within us and helps us to develop and to draw close to you. We're thankful for your word, which we know is given to us through your Spirit and changes our hearts from one level to another so that we can more and more serve you each day. Help us to be faithful. Help us to be willing to present our bodies to you in service to you. Help us to be willing to be set aside for that purpose. We ask that would be pleasing to you. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.